请大家先翻开圣经创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪三十四章。
Genesis chapter 34.
三十四章，二十四节。
Genesis chapter 34, verse 24.
三十四章二十四节。
Genesis chapter 34, verse 24.
凡从城门出入的人，就都听从哈摩和他儿子示剑的话。于是凡从城门出入的男丁啊，都受了割离。二十五节。
Verse 25.
那到了第三天啊，众人正在疼痛的时候，雅各的两个儿子啊，就是底拿的哥哥西面和利未。各拿刀剑，趁着众人想不到的时候，来到城中啊，把一切男丁都杀了。二十六节，又用刀杀了哈摩和他儿子示剑，把底拿从示剑家里带出来就走了。二十七节，雅各的儿子们因为他们的面子受了玷污，就来到被杀的人那里掳掠那城。二十八节，他夺了他们的羊群、牛群和驴，并城里田间所有的。二十九节，又把他们一切的财货、孩子、妇女，并各房中所有的都掳掠去了。三十节，雅各对西面和利未说啊，你们连累我，使我在这地的居民中啊，就是在迦南人和比利洗人中啊，有了错名。我的人丁既然稀少，他们必聚集来攻击我，我和全家的人都必灭绝。我们看了这个故事以后，就知道当时雅各的心情是怎么样。
After we read this passage, we can understand how Jacob felt.
当然他有个女儿叫做底拿啊，被玷污了。
He had a daughter named Dinah, and she was defiled.
底拿的哥哥啊，西面跟利未呢啊，就想了一个小人的办法。
And so Dinah's brothers Simeon and Levi thought of a way to revenge.
啊，长话短说了，就是诱导他们啊，必须要接受割离。
So they enticed the people to receive circumcision.
啊，为了要得到这个女孩子啊，当然他们就同意了。
And in order to have this girl, they agreed.
啊，所以他们就这些。四男还有他们这一些人啊，同村庄的人的男丁啊，全部啊都受了割离。
All the men in Shechem received circumcision.
那他们受了割离，这次受了割离啊，并不是按照啊礼仪啊，就是割离啊，是神指明神跟他们立约的一个证据。
The circumcision they received was different from the ceremonial circumcision that God had made with his people.
这个割离啊，就是事件他想娶底拿为妻啊。
This circumcision was done in, for the reason that Shechem wanted to marry Dinah.
那所以不管动机怎么样啊，他们总是受了割离。
Although their motives were different, these people received circumcision.
那割离啊，当然是会疼痛。到了第三天最疼痛的时候。
And of course, it's painful to undergo circumcision. And on the third day, when they were in great pain.
西面和利未他们就趁着这个机会，拿着嘛刀剑去击杀里头所有的男人。
Simeon and Levi took this opportunity to kill every man.
然后掳走了女人，还有他们所有的财物。
They looted their possessions and took the women and children.
那事情好像到这个地方都结束了。
And it is as if the matter ended here.
其实还没有结束。
But this is not the end.
因为雅各听到这个消息以后。
After Jacob heard this.
他都知道事情大了。
He knew that this was not a small thing that they did.
这些事件的人不会放他走的。
The people in Shechem would not let them go.
那这个时候，雅各他自己觉得他们的人丁、他们的人数很少的。
Jacob felt that they were small in number.
那万一事件那边的人要聚集，还是聚集其他隔壁的城市的人民来攻击他的话，那他实在是抵挡不住的。
He was afraid that he would not be able to stand up against them if they were to gather forces around them.
那甚至于呢，事件还有其他的人啊，可能会引起暴怒啊，会啊引起很严厉的报复。
And it's possible that their action may have caused people to be very angry and then counterattack.
因为西边和利未呢，并不是用很正当的方法来把他的妹妹迪拿啊带走。
Especially Simeon and Levi did something that was very underhanded.
所以会引起公愤呢。
And so this was, it's possible that they would anger the people.
那因为引起公愤的结果，这个报复啊，一定是非常啊惨重的。
And you can imagine if they were to take revenge, the consequences would be severe.
啊，所以雅各做下了一个结论，他自己的判断啊，他说：“我和我全家的人啊，都必灭绝。”
So Jacob thought that his entire family and household would be destroyed.
所以可想而知，当时他的心情啊是很惧怕的。
So we can imagine how afraid he was.
可是在这个时候
，But around this time,
啊，神就出现了。
God appeared.
所以我们看三十五节的三十五章第一节。
In chapter 35, verse 1.
三十五章第一节。
Chapter 35, verse 1.
神对雅各说啊，起来上伯特利去，住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛给神，就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候。向你显现的那一位啊，所以在雅各最困难、在恐慌当中呢，神就指示他们处理应付的方法。
And during this time of distress and fear, God appeared to Jacob to tell him what he must do.
那这个处理应付的方法呢，并不是说啊，你要怎么来备战，你要赶快准备要买兵器哈、啊，买刀剑来准备对付这些敌人。
The solution God provided was not for Jacob to arm himself to fight against his enemies, but this.
那神给他的指令啊，很简单啊，起来啊，上到伯特利去的。
God's instructions were very simple. Go up to Bethel.
所以我们有些时候会想想，神的旨意啊，真是高过人的想法啊，神的意念高过人的意念。
So when we think about this, we realize that God's will and God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
昨天晚上我们听了一个很美好的见证。
Last night we heard a very beautiful testimony.
我们所遭遇的事情啊，其实是很奇妙的。
Things that we encounter in life may be very miraculous.
所以约伯记他说是太奇妙的，我想不通了。
And that's why Job said that things are so too wonderful for me to comprehend.
So, 我们想说，神一出现，应该呀是要帮帮他哈，看看怎么来对付他的敌人，对付这些可能啊的攻击。
By our own thoughts, we could have predicted that God may have said, "Jacob, get up and arm yourself."
啊，可是神都没有提到这个军事上的对峙。
But God didn't mention a word about fighting back.
啊，只是很简单啊，就起来呀、啊，你就要上到伯特利去啊。
He said, "Go up to Bethel."
好像讲得很轻松。
And it's very simple.
那这个里头的含义是代表什么
？But what's the meaning behind this command?
我们知道伯特利是个很特别的地名。
The place Bethel is a very special place.
那伯特利是雅各的祖父亚伯拉罕呢，筑坛求告主的名的地方。
This place is where Jacob's grandfather Abraham built an altar.
然后他的祖父亚伯拉罕呢，经常嘛搬来搬去。
His grandfather Abraham moved around a bunch, a lot.
他每搬到一个地方呢，就是筑坛献祭。
Wherever he went, he would build an altar to sacrifice.
啊，特别是。圣经记载说，这个啊，伯特利这个地方啊，他在那里那筑坛献祭。
The Bible tells us that he also built an altar there.
啊，然后呢，求告神的名。
To call on the name of the Lord.
啊，在那个地方，在一个很特别的地方啊。
And so this was a special place.
筑坛献祭意思就是要来求告主的名，要求神的帮助，求神的帮忙。
And to build an altar there, to worship God is to ask God for help.
所以事实上，这个地方呢，对于雅各来说也是很熟悉的。
And so this place was a familiar place to Jacob as well.
啊，那个地方也是当时他要啊离开家乡往巴旦亚兰他的母舅那里的时候啊，他在半路上啊，在睡觉的时候啊，神就向他显现。
This is also a place where God appeared to him while he was sleeping on his way from his home to the land of Paddan Haram.
我们请看《创世纪》二十八章。
Let's turn to chapter 28.
创世纪二十八章十八节。
Genesis chapter 28, verse 18.
雅各清早起来，把所整的石头立作柱子，加油在上面，他就给那个地方起名叫伯特利。但那个地方起先的名字叫做路斯啊，那二十节。雅各就许愿说：“神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，要给我食物吃啊，衣服穿，使我平平安安的回到我父亲的家，我就必以神啊为啊以主为我的神。”二十二节。那我所立为柱子的石头也必作为神的殿。凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一再献给你。这是当神向雅各显现以后，他醒来的，他就这样子来回应神的显现。
After the Lord appeared to Jacob, after he woke up, this is how he responded to God's call.
圣经说那个地方本来的名字不叫做伯特利，叫做路斯。
The Bible tells us that the original name for this place was Luz.
但因为他有这个很特别的体验。
But because he had the special experience,
他觉得原来神就在他身边呢。
He realized that God was next to him.
虽然是在旷野地方，什么人都没有。
Although this is a desert place,
有的话可能只有这个野兽在旁边呢。
The only thing around were the wild animals.
让他很害怕。
So he was at a place where he had fear about.
结果没有想到神在他身边呢。
But he didn't think that God would be right next to him.
所以他睡醒以后。
So after he woke up,
他很感激神。
He was very thankful.
所以他就把所准的石头立为柱子就做一个纪念。
And he set up the stone that he used as a pillow as a pillar.
而且还交代在上面，这个柱子很特别的，是有人在这里作为立柱子作为记号的。
And he set up the stone as a pillar and poured oil on it as a memorial.
就是告诉别人不要把这个柱子拿走了。
To tell others that please do not remove this stone.
他还许愿说，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我那有的吃，有的穿那使我平平安安的回到我的父家，那就要以那个地方为神的殿，而且呢还要奉献十分之一。
And so Jacob made a vow saying that if God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I'm taking and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear so that I return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God and this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house and of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth.
那当雅各到了他母舅家里以后，
And after Jacob arrived at his uncle's place,
那他就开始服侍他的母舅。
He started to serve his uncle.
那服侍了二十年以后，
After he served him for 20 years,
在这二十年当时很辛苦
During these 20 years, he worked very hard.
他说他白天非常热。
He said that during the daytime, the sun was scorching.
热到这个口干舌燥
To the point that he felt very thirsty.
可是晚上就很凉凉到晚上下霜都睡不着觉，太冷了。
But the nighttime was very harsh as well. It was so cold that he couldn't sleep.
雅各他自己自述说，这二十年来每天都是这样子过的了。
And Jacob said that during these 20 years, he spent every day like this.
换句话说，每天都是睡在野外。
He says that he dwelt on at the outdoors every day of the
说在经过二十年以后。
After 20 years,
他就开始想家了。
He started to think about his home.
那时候神向他显现说，
And God appeared to him and said,
我是伯特利的神，起来回你本地去吧。
I'm the God of Bethel. Arise and return to your home.
所以我们看雅各他的一生很坎坷。
We can see that Jacob had a hard life.
但我们发现神一直与他同在。
But God was with him every step of the way.
因为他一直抓住神不放
Because he held on to God.
So we can see that in his life, he was the most dark.
And didn't let go, so that during the darkest periods in his life,
最恐慌惧怕的时候，
during times of fear,
神告诉他要回到信仰的原始点。
God reminded him to return to the place of his faith.
要回到伯特利。
To return to Bethel.
因为伯特利是神第一次向他显现的地方。
Because Bethel is the place where God appeared to him first.
而且也是雅各他第一次向神许愿的地方。
That was also the first place that Jacob had made a vow to God.
哦，他第一次啊跟神相会的地方啊。
That was the first place where he met God.
所以那个其实他是他真正人生的起始点啊。
And so this was the place, the actual beginning of his life.
因为以前他在父亲的家。
Because before that time, he was in his father's home.
哦，好像我们现在孩子在父母亲的家过生活。
Just like our children nowadays living in our homes.
那事实上是对人生啊，什么叫做人生啊，也没有什么体验呢？
And our children have not had actual life experiences.
那离开家以后，哎，就不一样了。
But after they leave home. Things will change.
在父母家的时候，可能还不知道十块钱是多少了。
When the children are living at home, they may not realize how much $10 are worth.
因为需要的时候就向父母亲要啊。
Because they can ask for that $10 whenever they wish.
可是离开家以后，他就知道，哇，这个十块钱来的不易啊。
But after they leave home, they will realize that it's not easy to get even $10.
哇，他自己去打工了。
And if they start to work themselves,
一个小时可能赚八块钱，再扣个税，大概剩下五块多。
They may realize that they can only earn $8 an hour, and after some expenses, they have only very little money left.
所以他要打工两个小时才能够赚到十块钱呢。
They realize that they need to work 2 hours in order to have $10 of income.
所以对于雅各也是一样。
And so to Jacob, it is the same.
他离开家以后
，after he left home，
那个才是他人生的开始。
That was the beginning of his life.
从他人生的开始呢，神就一直与他同在。
But ever since that beginning, God has been with him.
那经过二十几年以后
，and after 20 some years,
啊，其实他可能也对二十几年以前哈，神对他显现的那一种的印象，可能慢慢的淡忘。
It's possible that his memory, for the time that God appeared to him, had started to fade.
所以神要他回到啊，你信仰的原始点。
That's why God wanted him to return to the origin of his faith.
所以我们很多人刚信主的时候非常热心。
Many of us, when we first believe in Christ, we were very fervent.
我们年轻的弟兄姐妹啊，刚参加青年神学班的时候也是非常热心。
And for our young people here, soon after they had attended a student spiritual convocation, they may feel very fervent.
尤其在祷告会的时候啊，不晓得立了多少的志啊。
And many of them had made some determinations and vows during their prayers.
啊，不晓得向神许了多少的愿。
And they may have even made some vows to God.
那可是回家以后呢，日子一久了，可能就忘了。
But after they return home, after many days pass, they may forget these vows.
我记得以前在青年神训班的时候
，I remember I was at a student spiritual convocation.
啊，有位弟兄啊，他说，哎，他。毕业以后啊，很想当传道。
There was a brother who said that he wanted to be a preacher after he graduated.
已经经过十几年了。
Ten years have passed.
也不好意思提醒他了，因为他要自己心甘情愿。
And so I feel bad to remind him. It should be something that he does voluntarily.
那假如神的意思，神以后会再提醒他。
If it is the will of God, then God will remind him of that himself.
像雅各一样，神再次提醒他。
Just like how God reminded Jacob,
你要想想伯特利的故事啊。
You must remember the story that happened at Bethel.
你要想想当时你信主的时候的情形。
You must remember the situation or the circumstances in which you first believed in God.
我们要想想当时原来教会刚成立的时候。
We must look back to the time when the Garden Grove Church was first established.
我听很多的弟兄姐妹呢谈论到以前的信仰。
I remember many brothers and sisters talk about their original faith.
灵恩布道会是一个月的。
The spiritual convocation.
维持一个月。
Spread over
连续持续一个月。
There were spiritual convocations throughout the month.
很多弟兄姐妹都睡在教会里头。
Many brothers and sisters slept inside the church building.
大家煮饭。
People cook together.
虽然是很忙碌。
Although it was very busy,
但是大家非常喜乐。
But everyone was very joyful.
现在灵恩布道会剩下四天还是五天？
Nowadays, our spiritual convocation lasts only 3, 4, or 5 days.
有的已经嫌太久了。
Many people feel that these events are too long.
所以有的人就建议说，那礼拜六晚上都很累的话，礼拜六晚上那就不要聚会好了，礼拜六晚上休息。
Some people propose not to have service on Saturday night to rest.
所以是为了隔天的圣餐礼来准备。
And in order to be well rested for the next day's Holy Communion.
其实聚会结束以后，大家还是在聊天呢，也没有什么休息，没有回去休息啊。
But then after service, many people remained behind to chat, and people didn't go back home.
所以我们在回想以前那种热心的情形。
So we should look back to the time when we were fervent.
再回到信仰的起初啊。
And return to the beginning of our faith.
所以圣经就鼓励我们要回到起初的爱心。
The Bible encourages us to return to our first love.
好，请看启示录的第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第二章第四节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 4.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。第二章第四节，启示录第二章第四节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 4, yet I hold this against you, you have forsaken your first love.
在末世的时候，不只是一两个人，很多人会离弃起初的爱心。
In the end time, not only if one or two, but many people will forsake their first love.
那主是说啊，因为啊不法的事情增多了，人的爱心啊，许多人的爱心不是说一两个人啊，是许多人的爱心啊，才渐渐冷淡，才渐渐冷淡。
The Lord Jesus said that at the end time lawlessness will abound, and the people's love will gradually fade.
我还记得我以前在还没当主教在费城的时候。
Before I became a preacher, I lived in Philadelphia.
那时候也不晓得。为什么会有这种心啊？去在信徒来聚会。
I don't know what motivated me, but I would go and pick up believers or church members.
一趟就三个小时。
To make one round, it would take me 3 hours.
然后他来聚完会以后呢，还要花三个小时再来回去。
And after service, I would take this person back. It would take me another 3 hours.
有一次啊，要载一个信徒回家。
There was one time
安息日结束以后
after Sabbath service, I was going to take this church member home.
哇，结果当时也没有手机。
We didn't have a cell phone.
那个姐妹又不知道她家住在哪里。
And this sister didn't know where she lived.
也不知道她儿子的电话号码。
And she didn't remember her son's phone number.
所以那一天呢，我大概回家的时候已经半夜三点了。
By the time I brought her home, it was 3 a.m. in the morning.
那个时候。我也不知道怎么有这种勇气，怎么有这种来服侍弟兄姐妹，真的很想。只要今天来想的话，实际上是那个时候不是只有我，很多弟兄姐妹都非常有热忱。
And to be honest, I actually don't know why I had the strength and the desire to do something like that at the time, and to look compared to myself now, but I know that the brothers and sisters at that time around me were all doing this.
So we must tell this story to our next generation.
And so we must tell these stories to our next generation.
虽然有很多不法的事情增多。
Even though there is much lawlessness that has abounded.
许多人的爱心就渐渐冷淡。
And the love of many people have already started to fade.
这对神对人的爱心这种热忱这种温馨这热忱就不再那么热烈了。
And then for many people, the love for people and love for God are not as fervent these days.
那圣经告诉我们还要回想起初的信心。
But the Bible tells us that we must return to our first love.
好，请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第三章。
Chapter 3.
希伯来书三章的十四节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份的。
We have come to share in Christ if you hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first.
这个信心是神所赏赐的。
This first, this faith has been given by God.
那神赏赐以后，我们就是要保守，要保守我们这个神所给我们的信心呢。
Once God has given us this faith, we must keep our faith.
因为神赏赐给我们信心，我们才会相信主耶稣啊。
It is because God had given us faith first that we may believe in Christ Jesus.
我们才会相信耶稣的故事。
And that is how we may believe the story of Jesus.
来接受他的救恩。
To receive his salvation.
所以我们这个信心要坚持。
And therefore we must hold firmly to this faith.
那当然有些时候会在软弱。
Of course, there are times of weakness.
但我们发现啊，在困难当中啊，人才会依靠神啊。
But we will find that it is during times of weakness that we rely on God.
然后培养信心。
And this is, these are opportunities for us to cultivate our faith.
那现在的环境都是很舒适的。
But our environments nowadays is very comfortable.
啊，天气热的话，里头有冷气。
If the weather is too hot, we turn on the air conditioning.
啊，科技也非常的方便。
And the technologies make life so easy and convenient.
这个网路啊，也很有魅力的。
And the internet is very attractive.
啊，所以把我们信心啊都夺走了。
And because of this, our attention has been grabbed, and our we may lose to the point that we lose our faith.
那信啊，圣经也告诉我们要啊，把要回到起初啊所听见的道理。
But the Bible reminds us to return to the message or the gospel we heard at first.
啊，现在外来的资讯啊，都把我们的道理啊，从内心啊夺走了。
And because of all these external messages, the word that we have in our heart, has been captured.
所以现在的科技带来给人们、带给我们信仰的好处啊，其实是不多了。
And so I believe that there's not much benefit that is brought to our faith by technologies today.
我看有的人在听道理的时候，还在滑手机，这个不晓得是滑圣经的道理，还是可是滑了以后也要听讲道的时候在讲什么。
So during service, sometimes I observe members using their cell phone, and they're making some movements, and I do wonder whether it is.They're reading the Bible or they're doing something else.
我从你看到有的人啊，就从头到尾啊，都是在低头滑手机。
And I've seen people throughout the entire duration of the service, they're on their phone doing something.
那滑道理的话，你圣经可以看荧幕啊。
So if you're reading the Bible, you'll be looking at the screen.
那看读了以后，接下来就是要讲解啊，要听讲解啊。
And afterwards, you would listen to the interpretation.
那在教会里头就一直在滑，何况在家里呢
？And then, so for these people, if they're constantly scrolling up and down on their phone, how much more do they do that at home?
那我们现在在科技时代，就是我们教会也是让这个圣工啊，都是哇用电脑化。
And our the work in the church today has also been digitized.
啊，比如说要来设计一些什么产品。
For example, we might design some materials.
然后要花很多时间呢。
We spend a lot of time to make these materials.
那做出来的啊，做出来的在信仰上的果效多大
？And then, how much? My question is, how much impact do these products have on our faith?
那我们假设换另外一个想法。
And if we think about this from a different
晓得把这些时间呢
？If we spend this time
用来祷告、学习圣经的道理
to pray and to learn the message from the Bible，
像早期的信徒一样
to be like the early believers，
早期的信徒啊，没有这些科技的方便呢、啊。
The early believers did not have these conveniences of
technology， 但是他们就是专心依靠主
，but they were able to be focused in relying on
专心祷告。
They were attentive in their prayer.
被圣灵充满。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
也没有什么外在很好看的这个文宣品。
And they didn't have many beautiful pamphlets.
啊，结果人来了啊，大家祷告，哎，病得到医治。
But through their prayer, people came and their illnesses were healed.
啊，来了得到圣灵，信仰上有体验。
And people come and they receive the Holy Spirit, and they have experience in their spiritual life.
他自然就要接着去就要信主啊。
And very naturally, they would believe in God.
这个就是鼓导的方法。
And this is a way to promote the faith.
这个就是回到起初了。
This is the way to return to the first faith.
所以我们现在有很多的陷阱，就是我们连主念我们的功能一样，就很落入很多的陷阱。
So today there are many traps that will steer us away from our faith, including sometimes working in church.
其实我们要回复到起初的信仰。
So we must remind ourselves to return to our first faith.
起初的爱心，起初的信心。
To remember the first love, the first faith.
起初我们所听到纯正的道理。
And to remember the pure teaching or the gospel that we heard at first.
这样子我们才不愿落入这个迷惑。
So that we will not fall into the trap.
当表面上看起来我们没有受迷惑。
On the surface, it may seem that we have not been deceived.
但是其实我们这个心这个比以前的就不像起初那样的装对主忠心呢。
But our faith may not be as faithful to God as compared to the beginning.
所以我们在平常大家可能也可以想一想我的信仰的形式，再反省一下子。
And so we can take this chance to think about our faith and what is the pattern of our faith.
到底是谁夺走了我宝贵的时间
？And who has stolen my time？
我的时间呢，本来是用祷告的要读圣经的，学习神的道理的。
The time that God has given us is supposed to be spent on reading the Bible and praying.
来服侍弟兄姐妹的。
And to serve brothers and sisters.
这样神就与我们同在。
And in this way, God will be with us.
不然的话，就落这个表面上的信仰啊。
If we don't do this, we will fall into the trap of having a superficial
faith. 所以我们看启示录这个约翰写给那七间教会。
In the book of Revelation, John wrote to the seven churches.
很多是要谈到他们其实信仰是很表面化的。
In there, it mentions about their faith and how superficial their faith is.
所以神告诉雅各，你再回到伯利恒去，再回到伯特利去。
God said to Jacob, return again to Bethel.
然后我们下午再来查考他回去以后做了什么事情。
And this afternoon we'll continue to discuss what he did in Bethel.
好，那我们现在来一起祷告哈。
Now we're going to pray.
我们在为着